Siman Nun Ches, a few points in Siman Nun Ches, try and bring the Siman together, and also just clarify the, or at least explain the difficulty in clarifying the Zman HaMisha Yakir. Siman Nun Ches talks about the proper time to say Kriya Shema. So it's aware that the best time to say Kriya Shema is Kivasikin, which means that you say Kriya Shema before Nates, and then your mitzvah team to start Shemar Nesra exactly this amount of Nates. This amount of Nates in Shavur comes out is when the Chama starts to be Mazriach Barashay Haharim. The reason why he's pointing that out, that sounds obvious to us, is because the Bir Loka has an Arichas from the Prima Godim, that the Prima Godim has a calculation of Nates, which is much earlier, and he points out that's not correct. Therefore, the proper time is Mishi Azriach. Now, there is a discussion we'll talk to towards the end, or maybe tomorrow we'll have to finish off. Do we calculate Nates based on the astronomical time that it's supposed to be based on sea level, or do you calculate it based on when it's actually visible? And this is a question which has a lot of applications. One of the Makaris is discussed a lot in the Poskim was Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim has Horim, which are blocking in some size of Yerushalayim. There's mountains which block the sun from coming up. Har Zeisim blocks a good part of the city. So do you calculate based on when the sun goes over Har Zeisim, or when it actually should be, had the Har not been there? So we'll talk about that. The Bir Halacha says that a person is zoyer normally to daven vasikin, so he can daven even be yichidi if there's no minyan for that purpose. which means the pasha that means most understand that means that to do that on one time, you should do them if you're regularly mak, but on davening vasikin you can daven yichidis over davening with a minyan. There is a shiloh. You live in a city where the only minyan which is available is a minyan which davens before Nates, which is not lechatchila davening shemitz before Nates, so you should daven yichidus regularly, not with a minyan after Nates, or daven with the tzibur which davens before Nates. For Mershah's a tshuva, Mershah says you should daven with the tzibur in that situation. It says the only question is if your person will be able to each day in his own to daven exactly kibasikin, maybe he should daven yichidus. But the daven after Nates, not specifically kibasikin, versus davening tzibur, he holds that davening tzibur would be odif. The actual amount of Kriya Shema really starts much earlier. It starts from Alois HaShachar, Mikra Din. So therefore, in a situation which is a situation of Oynis, a person is allowed to daven, say Kriya Shema from the amount of Alois HaShachar. In that situation, he's allowed to do the Chatchila. In case a person davens not with any Oynis, said Kriya Shema from Alois HaShachar, he's Yotze B'Yabed, only if he does it at Rai Ba'alma, and that's once a month. Otherwise, Mishavur says that Chazal or Mafkia, where you use their kayach and their Mafkia, that you can't be Yotze Kriya Shema, even made a Raisa, that's his mind. When you be Yotze, Chazal or Mafkia, you're being Yotze. If you do it regularly, Chazal or Mafkia, you're not Yotze. Kayach of Chazal. Okay, so. However, if a person does say it from that point in time, because Yetzer'or, the Mishabur, the Bir Halacha comes out, you should not say the Bracha of Yetzer'or. Yetzer'or requires this man of Mishayakir. So even if a person have a reason to, he's davening, he has to go out, a situation where he can't say Kriya Shema later on. The example he gives is that he's going with the Shiara. If he doesn't start now, he's not going to get a time he's going to be able to say it later on properly, which means Be'amida, with the Kavana. So in that situation, you would say it early, but you cannot say Birchas Kriya Shema. You cannot say Birchas Yetzer or a Birchas Kriya Shema before Misha Yakir. So in that situation, Pashas is Mashma, you would say the Bracha of Avor Rabba and Kriya Shema and the Bracha of Emes V'Yatziv and Shemon Esrei, and you say Birchas Yetzer or later on. Now, it's a fascinating concept. You're missing part of your Bracha over there, but that's what he seems to hold like that. Putting on Tefillin. So putting on tefillin also, tefillin, the actual mikra din tefillin, we passed in the raisa, zaman, tefillin is even belayla. So that's the raisa. Chachamim did not allow you because we're afraid a person would fall asleep in that situation. If he falls asleep, he's going to not keep the proper kedusha for tefillin, possibly. He might be mafiach, etc. So therefore, they did not allow you to put on belayla. So the zaman which the Chazal gave us to put on is also Misha Yakir, but in case if a person's an oynis, he can put it on from Alois already. We assume he's not going to be falling asleep. He's already getting up and he's going going, he's davening, etc. He's not going to fall asleep in that situation. So we're allowed to put it on from alois. Putting on before alois, you do not make a bracha if you put it on before alois. In that situation, Mercy is a tshuva way back when, by the oil embargo in 1973. So they didn't change daylight savings times throughout the winter, so it became very challenging for a lot of people because you had sunrises at 8:30 in Cleveland. I think the latest sunrise was at 8:50. Sunrises at 8:50. You know, so everybody's davening. It's strange. So when Moshe has some shuvas over there, so he said that situation, you can put it on, and after the zman of Mishayakar, you'll be mamashmish, and you'll mashish, and you thrill, and you make a bracha, you make a mashish, and you sit there, you make a bracha, and you repeat Kriyashma. That's what he said to do in that situation. So if somebody has that halacha l'maisa, we'll have to talk about it more detailed. If a person did not say Kriyashma before. Talus mikra din, you cannot make a bracha b'layla. It's a mechloikus rishonim. It's a begad yoim. So according to some rishonim, that you could make a bracha, but since according to some rishonim, it's totally in yoim. That's totally in the zman of mishayakar, and therefore that's mamash mikra din. You cannot make a bracha before the zman of mishayakar. We'll talk about what mishayakar is. If a person did not read kriyasha before nates, so he should be makdim as much as possible. Person should not wait till saves on Kriyashma. Person does not need to miss Tefillah B'Tzivrim for that reason, though. So he has a Tzivrim, which is davening a little bit later. So sunrise is at 6:41, 6:43, depending on what calculation you use. So he davening 7:30. Okay, so 7:30. Saves on Kriyashma is at 9 something. Don't wait till the last minyan to do that. The saves man is 1/4 of a day, which is 3 hours. In Machlokes in the Magen Rambam, the Gra, how you calculate 1/4 of a day? You calculate it from sunrise to sunset, and you divide that into 12 parts. You take 1/4 or 4 parts. Take 1/4 of that. That's how the Gra understands it. The Magen Rambam understands it from Alois Hashachar until Tzeis Kechavim. That's a very difficult time to pin down in halacha, because you have to figure out what time Alois is and what time Seis is. And I once pointed out to somebody, if you go to some of these zmanim, you know, calculators, calendars, etc. So you look at zman, the ones which are more sophisticated. So I think one of them for Plaga Mincha, which is the same question. So it had one zman according to the Gra and 12 zmanim according to the Magen Aram, how to calculate Plaga Mincha. So somebody says, well, we should rely on the Magen Aram's Plaga Mincha. Says you, it's fine. Figure out what it is, right? Decide what. How you want to paskin on that? So maybe sometime we'll try and figure out how to paskin that. But relying on the Magen Aram as 36 minutes before the Gra is questionable. Very questionable. To understand that is at the correct shot. That's a lot of calendars do that. That's very questionable. If you have a situation where the tzibur is going to be saying Kriyashma late, so a person should say Kriyashma before davening in that situation. He should have kona to be yotze, the Mishavura says. Let's say a situation, if you're not sure if they're going to get to the Zman beforehand, so the Rekiveger says over here in his Agos on the Shulchan Aruch, in that situation, it is preferable to say Birchas Kriyashma with Birchas Kriyashma, so you should make it tonight. If the tzibur is going to reach the proper time, I want to be yotze then, with my Birchas Kriyashma. If, however, the tzibur is not going to be reach the proper time, I want to yotze Kriyashma now. So he's going to get involved in making a Tanai in Kavanah. Now, making a Tanai in Kavanah in mitzvahs is a machlokes, Tina Beis Yosef and a Re'eim, whether you can, the Re'eim, whether you can do that or not. The Re'eim holds if you make a Tanai, you're not yotze the mitzvah, because it's mavato the Kavanah. Making a Tanai the mitzvah means you're not yotze the mitzvah. It's a Re'eim in Hilchos Tkiyas Shofar, where he discusses, why do we blow so many karlos? Why don't we just make the last one, the last key of each set, should be the first key of the second set, and make it tonight? She says, you don't do that because if you make it tonight, you're mavatul, you're kavanah, you're not yotzei mitzvah b'chla. The Beis Yosef disagrees, holds you can make it tonight in mitzvahs. So according to the Beis Yosef, the Kreger is relying on the Beis Yosef that you can make it tonight in mitzvahs. That's interesting, Kreger says, once you're making tonight, do you need tonight kafel? All right? So Kreger says, suggests you should need tonight kafel. Now, if you need tanoi kafel, means you need tanoi, you need the halachas of tanoim. You also need a rule of hain kadam alav, right? The problem is, so what's the hain? The hain is what you want. Well, what do you want? Do you want to be yotze kriyashma? You want to be yotze kriyashma with the brachas? What would you prefer? I don't know. He's not sure what he wants. He would like to be yotze kriyashma the proper way, which is questionable. So Kreger suggested you should make three steps in your, the Risosolanta says you should make three steps in your Tanai. And you should say, if the team has been Yotze Kriya Shema later on, I want to be Yotze Kriya Shema later on with the brachos. If they're not going to be reach the proper time, I want to be Yotze now. If they are going to reach the proper time, I want to be Yotze then. So you definitely said the Hain before the Lav. You also said the Lav before the Hain, and that's a question, why isn't that a problem? Lomas to share at different times. Okay. Now, Chazanish raises the question, why isn't a Shaila Breira? And that's a different conversation. Okay. If the person that's a creation before the Rivia Yom, he can still say creation with the brachas until Shlisha Yom, till 4 hours in the day. Now, what about a person says it after 4 hours in the day? A person should say it Kikar Batara. So he read it without, and you do not say brachas. The Shulchan Aruch says after 4 hour, the fourth hour, after a third of the day. Now, Mishmur points out that you should say it anyway because you want to be Kawa Olmach Shemayim. And Parsha Sitzes is a chi of the rice, so to say. The din of being Sitz Mitzrayim is a chi of skir of the whole yom. That's not totally dafka in this man. That being said, I just want to point out there's a Pimagadim that says, let's say in a situation where the person is holding mamash by Sefer Zman. Right? So what do you need to be makbid to finish the first two parshiyos, but Zman, or for all three parshiyos? But you say a very long parsha sitzes, right? It takes you, like, you know, the Zman, let's say, well, we'll make the Groz Zman, it's very clear, the Zman is, it's 9:33. The Seber is going to get to Shema by 9:30. Right? You're very meduktik to a clock, a very meduktik to a sunrise, you know, everything, exactly when sunrise is, you know, when sunset is, you know, all these wonderful things, let's say you did, which we don't usually, but let's say you would, right? So you know exactly the Zman. What do you need to finish? So Mikra then the Raisa, you have to finish the first two parshiyos before the Zman, and the third parsha, well, the first parsha is the Raisa, the second parsha could be the Rabbanan. You have to finish that before the Zman, the third parsha you can say the Kol Hayom. People are going to say no. Chazar Masak, you have to finish all three parshiyos before the Zman. And then the Rabbanan, you have to, because the Chazar Masak and the Seis Kirsi Sisrach together with Kriya Shema, and parsha, the Kiyam Shlema of saying Shema is the Kamal Ocha Shema together with the Kirsi Sisrach. So you have to say all three before the Zman. Just going to point that out.
About the bracha afterwards.
Okay, no, that's if you have till the fourth hour. Okay, now, let's say the person did not say Kriya Shema the night before. Is there Musag of Tashlumen? right? So is there a concept of Tashlumen? So the Shulchan Aruch raises this question, Imlakar B'yoyim, could there's a Tashlum of Belayla, the same thing the night before. So he brings two opinions, whether there is or not. The Mishmur says that the Gra was Machriya, and the Rikki Yosef were both Machriya, that we don't, there's no such thing as Tashlumen and Kriya Shema. If you miss Kriya Shema, you miss Kriya Shema. Now, that which it says that if you have Birchas Kriya Shema till the fourth hour, so the Mishmur over here raises, the Bir Locha raises the question that maybe in a case of Oynis, you can miss Samachan Birchas Kriya Shema till Chatzos. So over here he raises it as a question. He's not sure what the halacha is, but it was interesting in Siman Ayin and Ayin Beis, I think it is, where he talks about a case where they were a person was a shomer for a mace, so they were using the voice of mace, and there was nimshach hazman until shlish hayom. So they didn't say Berachas Kriya Shema before the fourth hour. He says over there in the situation he paskins, a person could say Berachas Kriya Shema. In the case of Oynus, he paskins over there, you could say Berachas Kriya Shema even after the fourth hour. In the case of Oynus. Over here in the Bir Loch, he just raises it as a question. He doesn't talk Machriya. Shulchan Harav paskins a Loch Lamaisa, you could say it. So if you talk go to some Chassidish Shtiblach where they daven quite late Shabbos morning, so one time my nephew asked me, he's going to Shver is Chassidish Yid, you know, they daven this Shtibol, they daven quite late, and what's going to be with Birchas Kriya Shema? They're not going to make Birchas Kriya Shema by the Zman of the fourth hour. Right, so you have tefillah, you have an issue with tefillah. So he says it's in that situation he paskins Shulchan Aruch says you can say it after the fourth hour, even not anointed. They said Shalom Bayis is also Choshev Zachlet, so you'll be Samech on the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay, now when is if a person did not say Kriya Shema Shalayla, let's just give him cover that. Already, and it comes, it's already a lois. So.